Hi, and welcome to the Retrograde Soul Session. And this is to assist you through any retrograde that we have. And we generally have 3 to 4 in any year. And I personally find retrograde to be a positive period for us to explore ourselves on a deeper level. Initially, when we're starting on our awakening, on our journey, and with the spiritual hype out there, there's a lot of fear around a retrograde, saying, because everything appears to be going backwards. That's how the planet appears. It appears to be going backwards. And Mercury is the planet of communication. However, that is just an illusion, but it is certainly a point of where we do go within ourselves. There's a reflection, a period of time for us to literally look within to what we would like. And the other reason that it appears to be a negative thing is because retrograde will always bring us around and back to the things that we haven't yet perhaps dealt with on a deeper level. And this, again, I take to be a positive thing, because it can be generally what we would say as big things, you know, big stuff to deal with. And it's a huge learning pattern. So when we go through cycles and keep coming back to the same thing, often the lesson is the same, but the situation or the people have changed. The universe is just giving you the same lesson. We can often think, why is this happening again? How is this being repeated? And it's just because we haven't gone deep enough to shift or release or learn what we are meant to learn. And often that will come back to our self-confidence, our boundaries, what we accept from others and how we treat ourselves. Much of our conditioning will come back in retrograde period of time, and that, you know, conditioning can cover a multitude of things that I'm sure you have awareness of yourself. Whilst you're doing this session, you may find that as you go deeper, other things come up for you that you hadn't fully been aware of. And it's really about what you're consciously allowing yourself to think the problem is, whereas the subconscious will be repeating all of these patterns and all of this conditioning. So the trick is ultimately to be in the space where your conscious is aware of this, of your subconscious pattern, of the repeated behaviors that you have or that you allow, and all the fears that you keep repeating and allow in, instead of choosing free will. So we're aiming to consciously make decisions, consciously feel everything rather than the thought and the think. And that's ultimately what's essential on this journey. And it's always good to do whatever you can to drop from the think to the heart space. So just making sure that you find yourself a nice, comfortable place, making sure that your area is cleansed and there's no disturbances. And if not, then just pause this for a few moments whilst you do so. So whilst you just take a few really lovely deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth, this gives you an opportunity to just gently slow down and be in the moment. And as you do so, you're aligning with retrograde energy. Retrograde slows down and allows us to assess and be sure of what we want before we move forward. So slowing down again, deeply breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth 2 or 3 times. Just letting go of any thoughts, but aware you're aligned and working with the retrograde energy, not against it. Embracing this as a beautiful opportunity to explore deeper within ourselves. The key to all this inner work is to actively participate. And to do so is to go within at soul level, to how you feel. Breathing deeply in through your nose and out through your mouth. Allow yourself just to be in this resting place. This time and space is irrelevant. You're simply just to be. Just allowing yourself to let go of any physical conditioning, any daily tasks, any human tasks that you've been participating in. And just breathe deeply to be. And as we do so, we're just aware of the Mercury energy, the planet of communication. There's no thinking, just feel. Just feel how you communicate. Feel how do you communicate about yourself. Feel this deep within your solar plexus. What do you feel about yourself? What do you tell the world about yourself? And as you start to feel this deeply, just ask yourself, is it true? How you communicate yourself to the world, is it true? Is it authentic? Are you showing kindness to yourself of how you communicate yourself out into the world? Just feel deeply into this and just saying three times your full name, saying I love you, your full name three times, showing kindness to you. Just feeling how you communicate about yourself to others. You don't have to think, you don't have to bring up anything or any conversations, but just feel it. You'll know everything by your gut instinct, by your feeling, your intuition, your solar plexus and your heart. You know how you feel about how you communicate about yourself. So breathing deeply again in through your nose, out through your mouth, feel this breath deep into that solar plexus. And as it does so, feel the healing energy that you're receiving now to disperse any negativity around the experiences you've previously had about communicating, about how you deliver yourself to the world, how you verbalize who you are. You're consciously aware that you're playing small, maybe putting yourself behind others, and if you're not, you're aware that you have done, which will affect everything that comes back in this bit retrograde period of exploring deeply again this old behavior. You will feel this deeply and feel it equally release and breathe into it, releasing it and just feeling peaceful. This energy allows us to go very deep and see fully inside to find what we want. We have to accept deep within that things change. What our original beliefs or thoughts or conditioning may have served us well at some point will have changed. Maybe some way that you communicated to the world about you was a self-defense mechanism. Maybe to stop people getting to know you more deeply. Maybe a protection, a wall for others. But this is going deep to feel who you really are, to be authentic. And to be authentic, you have to deliver truth out into the world of who you really are. You must be able to communicate who you are. Feeling deeply into your heart, your solar plexus, and feel your own feelings. And feel that your feelings don't want to be put to the back, to be left in fear, to not be brought out into the world in an authentic way. You're a kind, sensitive soul. Here to make a difference, to raise vibration. You're actively doing this work on yourself, which will enable you to assist others. So give gratitude to yourself for your awareness, for your ability to see and understand this. And this itself allows you to go deeper again within. Just feel who you are. Feel three feelings deep within you that describes you. And remember, a feeling, not a thought. And just feel that energy fully of what and who you are. Imagine yourself now as this beautiful golden light that you are, celebrating yourself, your energy, and expressing this to the world. As you light up and shine, others resonate with you and also shine. They light up, they shine with you. Those that don't accept this beautiful light are maybe not ready, which is their conditioning, their learning, their experience. Rather than your old ways to realign to them, you must keep shining and align to you, the feeling that you're feeling about yourself now, this beautiful golden light. You're here to shine. And as you relax, you're aware of your natural breath with no effort. You're aware of yourself as this beautiful spiritual being. You're navigating life as a human being, just simply to deliver your energy here into the world. This retrograde period, this communication with yourself, allows you to understand that the world needs you to shine. And as you go into a more deeply relaxed state, you're aware by just viewing, not being in it, just viewing these patterns that you're aware that come around at this time. The difference is you can see these as patterns. You can see the value on yourself come back to you each time, normally wrapped up with money as an energy. Your value, what your worth is, your fear to do well, or maybe your fear if you do well. Everybody has different situations, different stories, but the lessons are all the same. Be aware of the relationships that you're in with close partners or partnerships or friends or family, that at this time will teach you your self-worth, your value. How they communicate with you or how they don't communicate with you. How that makes you feel is your feeling, something you need to deal with. How they behave is theirs. The universe is just sending you the same lessons in the same cycle with different people and different situations. Feel deeply into this space without thought. Just feel, how do you feel? When you feel there's this beautiful golden light, you're aware that you're beyond the fear of the money exchange, beyond the fear of how other people perceive you. For your understanding at a deeper level, your authenticity, your ability to shine as this beautiful light, and understanding this is far above and beyond anything in the physical human world. Your energy is vibrating at least fourth, fifth, sixth dimension frequently. You're aware of this, yet you allow the fears to keep bringing you back down. This retrograde opportunity you have now is the perfect opportunity to release and feel into every feeling and allow it and be and heal. Just feel the healing, beautiful golden light throughout the whole of you. This is healing you mentally, emotionally, physically and spiritually. Just allow the universe to do so. Give everything up for the highest, greatest good and know it is done and so it is. Let go of control, of fear, of analysing every single thing. Just view it as you have been now, as a pattern coming back around to teach a lesson. Celebrate it with gratitude that you're aware that you can see your lessons. Sometimes you're not sure how to release, how to stop the repeated behaviour, but just giving healing at this level to yourself and recognition of the patterns will enable you to release and let go and be. Just breathing deeply in through your nose and out through your mouth. Just enjoy this period of stillness, the energy alignment of retrograde appearing as if it stopped, bringing back into your life those that you need to see again, those that you need to communicate again, to heal, to move forward, to realign. Give gratitude to the universe for the communication opportunities that come in for you to deliver about yourself out to the world at this time. The communication that comes in of people connecting with you that are meant to or haven't done so for a long time, allowing you perfect opportunities to raise your vibration and theirs in the interactions and make the most of every interaction that helps you to ascend, to release any old patterns and behaviours. Feel a deep healing, mentally, emotionally, physically and spiritually. Feel yourself rising as this beautiful golden light. Feel yourself shining and protected in this beautiful energy and feel yourself absorbing and enjoying this retrograde feeling of allowing and giving yourself permission to work deeply on you. Not to take the fear-based opportunity to go within. Embrace it. And know that this period of time is a learning period. It's self-development. It's you aligning to see what you want to do and where you want to go. It's clearing any old or past negative energies or anything that's unfinished. It's a chance for you to review and change your original beliefs or what you thought you wanted to allow yourself something new, change, free will. Not to just repeat patterns because that's what you've done in the past. This is an opportunity to really move forward in a different way, allowing yourself that freedom, which is the current vibration, freedom. Just breathing deeply in through your nose and out through your mouth. Allow yourself just to lie there for a few moments or sit in this comfortable position and allow healing deeply through every cell and fibre of your DNA. This is at soul level and way beyond anything you can imagine yourself. As you're gently aware of this beautiful healing, feeling yourself as this beautiful light, just slowly and gently wiggle your fingers and your toes, and only coming back into the room when you're ready. And when you do so, be kind and gentle with yourself. Allow yourself to be re-energized as you will be. Feel yourself shining as this beautiful light and communicate yourself out into the world in the positive light that you are. Namaste.